Cambridge 105 on a Friday afternoon, and we're going to do Pub of the Month, and Dom is here. Hello, Dom.
Good evening, Julian.
Hello, good to see you. And it's a wet out there, first thing I should check,
it's
really.
It's a bit drizzly.
Oh dear, don't like the sound of that at all. But we can talk about pubs, and I guess two bits, really, to what you've been looking at this time around.
Indeed, yes. So as you remember, last time we basically ran out of Cambridge City pubs, so I went off.
Who'd have thought that was possible?
I went off to Waterbeach last month. This month I'm in Milton, but also visiting a Cambridge City pub, which has now reopened.
Okay, that sounds interesting. So where are we going to start?
So we're going to start in Milton at the Lion and Lamb on the High Street. Now, this was a fairly busy pub when I went in there with a reasonably young crowd. It looks quite old. There's sort of the low ceiling and the wooden beams and the stone fireplace. But at the same time, it's fairly recently been refurbished, so it's got that kind of old, new feel. It doesn't quite feel as authentic as it might. It's got a very large car park and a beer garden, including a children's play area. Now, they've got four hand pumps, of which only three were on, sadly, but they had two staff who were fairly efficient. Now, they have some events on. In fact, this week there was a psychic dinner, which I gather is when a medium comes round to your tables rather than the food knowing what you're going to eat.
Psychic dinner. How would you like your steak? Oh, medium.
Very good.
Back Monday at four.
They also have live sports, and they've got two Christmas discos coming up on the 12th and the 14th of December, which seemed fairly close together. Just actually double check my notes on that one. Yeah, 12th and the 19th of December. I've written it down wrong. That's
okay.
Useful, isn't it? So I gave them 4 out of 5 for the decor, 4 out of 5 for the staff, 3 out of 5 for the beer, and 4 out of 5 for community and events, which gives them 15 out of 20. Very respectable score.
My grandma used to run a pub called the Lion and Lamb. This one was in Colchester on the Ipswich Road.
There's lots of them about.
Yeah, there's a few around. This one, if you just come off the big roundabout, it's a house now, but you can still, it's still called the Lion and Lamb. So have a little look each time I go by. So next.
Next, almost opposite the Lion and Lamb, is the White Horse. Now, this has two fairly large bars, one of which has a pool table and a darts board. The other is kind of a restaurant area. It's got a secluded area behind the fireplace well, so if you want to have a quiet chat, you can. Again, it's got a nice imposing fireplace and low wooden beams, but this time it actually looks old and looks a bit more authentically old than the Lion and Lamb. Again, large beer garden and car park, as you tend to get out in these out-of-city pubs. And the staff were serving the five hand pumps, one of which was a cider, fairly efficiently. Having said that, it was possibly overstaffed when I was in there. There were actually three people behind the bar serving just a few locals.
Oh, dear.
So, yes, they might have got that one slightly wrong. Now, they have lots of activities on. There's a concert by De Wolf tonight. There's karaoke on the 5th of December. Jack is playing there on the 19th of December. That's the band Jack rather than a person called Jack.
I know the band Jack. That's got Lee Cave Berry. Is she in that as well? Alongside...
So.
Complete brain failure. I should know. I was completely gone. Completely gone.
Possibly come back to that one.
I will come. Katrina and the Waves. Katrina and the Waves. You wrote the top song. Oh, dear.
And also they have a free quiz at 9 p.m. every Thursday. So, I was actually amazed at how high this one scored. So, Kate got 5 out of 5 for the appearance. I'd say it looks...
Kimberly Roo.
Old and authentic. Thank you. 4 out of 5 for the staff. There were far too many of them, perhaps, but they had lots of staff and they were efficient. 4 out of 5 for the beers, and I couldn't give it anything but 5 out of 5 for the events and number of things they've got going on. So that means it scores 18 out of 20, which I think is one of the highest scores I've ever...
I can't remember. You've ever gone up that high?
It's I have once or twice.
It's like Craig Revel Horwood and the 10, isn't it, on Strictly?
Yes, so there you go. That's the first two pubs anyway.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll have a bit of music. We'll do the travel and then we'll come back for another pub in Milton.
Yep, the Jolly Brewers.
And
news about a couple of other pubs, one in Milton and one in Cottenham. And we're also going to The Architect as well.
And we're back with Pub of the Month, and we're still in Milton, I guess.
We are, and Milton's been through a few changes recently, so we're going to start with a pub that's fairly recently reopened. So this is the Jolly Brewers. Now, this closed in 2009, and it reopened back in May 2012, so it's been open just over 2 years again now. It's Grade 2 listed 17th century building, fairly small beer garden in front, but no car park, unusually. And it still looks inside, though, fairly new. As you might expect, I guess, for a pub that's only been open for 2 years. But despite the 17th century listed building, there's hardly any of that that's really visible. It's got a separate restaurant area from the bar. And five hand pumps, two were from the Milton Brewery, which, of course, is in Waterbeach these days, and one cider as well. Now, they don't really have any community events, so to speak. They tend to leave that to the White Horse. But they do have a free prize draw on Monday where you're given an entry to this if you buy a drink, and the prize is 5 pints of the thing you bought, if you like. So,
well, I think I get that. OK.
Yeah. So that happens every Monday. And on Wednesday, the 26th of November, they're having a pie night as well. So if you like pies, go into the restaurant there.
I do like pies.
Excuse me. Gave them a 4 out of 5 for the decor, despite the fact it doesn't really look as authentic as, or as old as it might. 4 out of 5 for the staff, 4 out of 5 for the beer, and 4 out of 5 for community, which gives it 16 out of 20. And I can't add up, apparently, because I wrote 14 on my piece of paper. And
yeah, well, at least you spotted it. That's good.
Finally, then. Before I move on to the last pub, the other pub in Milton, the Wagon and Horses, is sadly no more a pub.
What's happened to it?
It is now the Osteria Italian Restaurant, which is a bit of a shame. I mean,
I've got nothing against Italian restaurants. I rather like Italian restaurants, but it's always a shame to lose a pub.
Well, so Milton's gone from having 3 before the Jolly Brewers reopened, then went through a period now of having 4, which possibly was a bit much for the village to really support. So now back down to 3. Well, but it's a shame that the Wagon and Horses is now a restaurant.
Yeah, very much so.
Anyway, final pub to rate is The Architect. Now, this one we mentioned last month. It's on Castle Hill.
This is the one which has been opened by Ed just across the way at the Alex, I think. It's his
Indeed.
Second venture in Cambridge.
Mm. So, went in there last night, in fact, which was the official opening. Now, they've actually been open for 2 weeks or so. They had a soft opening and then they had the official opening last night. 5 electric pumps, so no hand pumps. So you've got the electric pumping of the beer.
Does it make a difference?
It makes a slight difference to how fizzy it comes out, essentially. The publican has slightly less control over the head and the amount of gas that goes into
it. So it makes it more even, does it? You get the sort of same type of pint every time you go in, as opposed to maybe slightly different if somebody else is serving behind the bar.
In theory.
Okay.
Yes. There's some fairly sharp redecorating in there. There's some of the industrial stainless steel that you tend to get in some of the newer pubs, but actually it's not overwhelmingly so, and it feels a bit of a minimalist redecoration, if you like. They've opened up the space well, having said that, and it does feel a lot more modern than it did. As I say, it was opening like last night, so unsurprisingly it was fairly busy in there. And 2 efficient staff dressed in tweed jackets. Which,
is that just for opening night, or do you think that's going to be a permanent thing?
I have no idea.
Or do architects wear tweed jackets?
Possibly they do.
My next-door neighbour's an architect. I wonder if he wears a tweed jacket. Okay, we'll check.
Anyway, they haven't got any events planned as yet, so I'm probably going to have to go back and score this one more fairly. But for the moment, I've given them 4 out of 5 for the decor, 3 out of 5 for the staff, 4 out of 5 for the beer, and 2 out of 5 for community events, giving it 13 out of 20. So, in reverse order, that means we have The Architect with 13. 13 is quite often a winning score. It shows actually the quality of some of the pubs I've been reviewing this month, that The Architect ends up last out of that bunch. Lion and Lamb comes second to last, followed by the Jolly Brewers. And then the winner is the White Horse in Milton.
The White Horse in Milton. There's a couple of other White Horses around the city, isn't there? So make clear that's the Milton one.
Milton. And the final thing is another new pub that's coming up, or a bit of a re-energising of a pub. So this one, actually, you sent me a few weeks ago, if I remember rightly. Details
of this?
This is the Hop Bind in Cottenham. And 2 old primary school friends, Stel Andreu and Eddie Cumberland, are taking that one on. And their aim is to try and get more people to go back into it, run lots of events, things like that. So we'll hopefully see what they've done with it next month.
Oh, best of luck to them as well. Thank you very much, Dom. We'll pop this on the website in the form of a podcast over the weekend sometime. So if you missed any of the details on there, that's the chance to check back, Cambridge 105.fm.